This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Federal Parliament Secretariat completes preparations for swearing-in of new lawmakers. Senior-most member to preside until Speaker and Deputy Speaker are elected. Government begins preparations for the upcoming fiscal year's budget, directs ministries to submit plans and programs by March 29. World Tuberculosis Day being observed today. And tensions rise in West Asia as Donald Trump claims U.S.-Iran talks while Iran denies negotiations as fake news and alleges oil market manipulation. Now the news in detail. The Federal Parliament Secretariat has completed preparations to welcome newly elected members of the House of Representatives with the swearing-in ceremony scheduled for March 26 at 2 p.m. All lawmakers have been requested to arrive at the venue in formal or cultural attire at least 2 hours in advance. A day earlier, on March 25, President Ramchandra Paudil will administer the oath of office to the senior-most member, Arjun Narsingh Kesi, aged 78, at Siddhal Nivas. As per constitutional provisions, Kesi will then administer the oath to other members on March 26. According to Article 88 of the Constitution, lawmakers must take the oath before participating in House meetings or committee proceedings. Article 91, sub-article 5, also mandates that the senior-most member chairs the House until a Speaker and Deputy Speaker are elected. Spokesperson Ekram Giri said arrangements are being finalized at the Federal Parliament building within Singhadarbar, including technical and security preparations. The President will summon the parliamentary session on the government's recommendation, after which full-scale preparations for House meetings will begin. In the meantime, the government has moved ahead with preparations for the upcoming fiscal year 2083-84 budget, directing all ministries to submit their plans and programs by March 29. The budget formulation work schedule requires line ministries to enter their proposals in the line ministry budget information system within the stipulated ceiling, despite the absence of a newly formed government following the House election. Ministry of Finance spokesperson Tanka Prasad Pandeya said the process must continue even amid political uncertainty, noting that the final budget will depend on the priorities and policies of the incoming government. Meanwhile, the Revenue Advisory Committee is working on tax policy recommendations while preparations for the economic survey and the progress report of public enterprises, also known as the Yellow Book, are underway. As per constitutional provisions, the annual budget must be presented at a joint sitting of the Federal Parliament. Separately, Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial has described the recent House of Representatives election as historic, citing its peaceful and timely completion. Speaking at a program organized by the Home Ministry to honor civil servants and security personnel, Minister Arial said the election set a new benchmark, highlighting the absence of violence and strong coordination among stakeholders. Minister Arial credited the success of the March 5 election to effective coordination, improved information management and the professionalism of the election staff. A dedicated immigration desk has come into operation at Tribhuvan International Airport to facilitate foreign citizens of Nepali origin and non-resident Nepalese. The immigration office at the office at the airport has set up special service desks at both arrival and departure halls. Chief Immigration Officer Narahari Ghimiri said that while separate arrangements for non-resident Nepalese already existed, a new dedicated desk has now been introduced specifically for foreign citizens of Nepali origin. The move, implemented following a decision by the Department of Immigration on March 21st, aims to strengthen their connection with Nepal's language, culture and homeland while also promoting tourism and investment. A separate queue system has also been introduced to streamline services at immigration checkpoints. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Anil Kumar Sinha has stated that scientific research, data collection and analysis will play a vital role in disaster risk reduction and building a safer society. Speaking at a program organized on the occasion of the 67th World Meteorological Day, observed under the theme Observing Today, Protecting Tomorrow, the minister highlighted the growing importance of weather and climate services. At the event hosted by the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, Acting Director General Archana Shrestha said forecast accuracy in Nepal has improved to around 80% for temperature, rainfall and floods, supported by advances in technology and increased investment. However, she stressed the need for further investment, particularly in high-altitude regions and human resources, to ensure long-term reliability. Furthermore, officials said improved weather services are playing a crucial role in disaster preparedness, agriculture, tourism, transport and daily planning, with efforts underway to expand localized forecasts and strengthen climate resilience across the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako seva suvidha ko barema zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming seva lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garnu kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane? अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Bangladeshi Ambassador to Nepal, Shafiqur Rahman, paid a courtesy call on Vice President Ram Sai Prasad Yadav at his office in Lainchori yesterday. During the meeting, the two sides discussed matters related to bilateral relations between Nepal and Bangladesh. On the occasion, Vice President Yadav noted that ties between the two countries established in 1972 have remained cordial and friendly and expressed confidence in their continued strengthening. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear today the writ petitions challenging the withdrawal of organized crime and money laundering cases against Ravi Lamizhane. The hearing is set before a division bench of Justices Vinod Sharma and Abdul Aziz Musalman after it was deferred earlier. Court spokesperson Arjun Prasad Koirala said the case had been postponed previously without hearing. The petitions challenged the decision of Attorney General Sabita Bhandari Baral to withdraw the cases against Lamizhane. World Tuberculosis Day is being observed today in Nepal and across the globe with the slogan, Yes, we will end tuberculosis, national campaign, our contribution. The day, marked annually on March 24th, aims to raise awareness and strengthen efforts to eliminate tuberculosis, a major public health concern. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, Nepal has set a target to end tuberculosis by 2035 and achieve a TB-free status by 2050. The World Health Organization estimates that around 67,000 new tuberculosis cases were reported in Nepal in 2024. Health experts say early detection and completion of treatment are key to controlling the disease. Foreign tourists will now be allowed to trek solo in certain partially restricted areas of Upper Mustang under a revised government provision aimed at boosting tourism. Under the new rule, individuals can obtain permits for solo trekking but must still be accompanied by a licensed guide. Furthermore, the Department of Immigration says trekking guides remain mandatory in restricted areas and applications must still be processed through registered agencies, which are also responsible for emergency support and rescue operations. Now on to an international news update. Tensions in West Asia remain high amid conflicting claims over possible talks between the United States and Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump says discussions are underway with Iran aimed at a complete and total resolution of hostilities. He also announced a 5-day postponement of planned U.S. strikes on Iranian power plants, adding that Iran has one more chance to pursue peace. However, according to the BBC, Iranian officials have strongly denied that any talks are taking place. The Speaker of Iran's parliament dismissed the claims as fake news, accusing the US of attempting to manipulate global oil markets. Following the US president's announcement, oil prices dropped by around 11%. Despite the stated pause, the conflict continues to escalate. US Central Command reports ongoing strikes against targets in Iran, while Iranian missiles and drones have targeted Gulf countries including Bahrain, Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the hilly and Himalayan regions, including Kosi province, while partly cloudy conditions are likely to prevail in Tarai region today. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, and at a few places in the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions, and at one or two places in the Tarai region of Kosi province. The division has also stated that the country is currently under the partial influence of westerly winds along with the local winds. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are expected to range from 11 to 13 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 23 and 25 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Federal Parliament Secretariat completes preparations for swearing-in of new lawmakers. Senior-most member to preside until Speaker and Deputy Speaker are elected. Government begins preparations for the upcoming fiscal year's budget, directs ministries to submit plans and programs by March 29. World Tuberculosis Day being observed today. And tensions rise in West Asia as Donald Trump claims U.S.-Iran talks, while Iran denies negotiations as fake news and alleges oil market manipulation. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at RadioNepalOnline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.